are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Faith that moves into the unknown. This is our subject today in our series on courage and faith. Now, courage and faith often meet at the edge of the unknown, right? Whether it's starting over or saying yes to a new calling or trusting God when the map is blank. Stepping into the unknown requires belief that He's already there. Faith doesn't wait for guarantees. It moves forward because God said go. All right. If you know what I'm talking about, make sure that you text us and share your experience on +27734703520. Joining us on the line, we have once again Pastor Bright Sinkozi. My pastor, good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you for joining us once again. We appreciate your time every single day. Now, Pastor, talking about the unknown, uncertainty, fear, just that mystery surrounding the future, what is it that makes the unknown so intimidating? Even when we know that God is with us, as Christians, we believe God is here with us, right? Why is it still so intimidating, not knowing what's up ahead?
I don't know if you've ever been taught to go to a place that you don't know, and then when you reach there, even before you start off, you begin to wonder, what am I going to find? How is it going to look like? So the unknown actually tests our trust, especially our trust in God. Mm-hmm. It is different from familiar territories, you know. But look at Abraham, for example. He went not knowing where he was going, and this to me is the start of true faith. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know where you're going, but you are going anyway. But you're asking a very penitent question this morning. What makes the unknown so intimidating, even when you know God is with us? From a biblical point of view, I think my experience is that you, first of all, have fear of losing control. Mm-hmm. But if I were to speak to that, I will tell you that according to Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, it tells us to trust in the Lord and leaning not on our own understanding. So the fear of losing is intimidating. But when you are grounded or rooted in the Lord, then you will know that we'll have to trust God. Mm. But the question still is begging an answer. Mm. Why does it look intimidating even when we know that God is with us? Mm. It is our desires. It is our expectations. You know, most of the times, you have seen that the unknown is going to expose our vulnerability, but it also creates a space within us that we cannot fill it ourselves unless God has filled it. Mm. Why am I saying? Most of the times I am looking at what I can do as an individual. Mm-hmm. Not what God can do through me.
Right.
So I have this big idea in me that is saying, I can do this. Mm-hmm. There's a brother who was playing a song 2 days ago around our area. And the song, it was sung in Tonga. Mm-hmm. I know you don't understand Tonga, so I'll paraphrase. Mm-hmm. It was saying, when you have finally, there are certain things that you are supposed to leave to God. Mm-hmm. When you try and they have failed, then give it to God.
Right.
Then I am saying, why would you leave certain things instead of leaving everything in the hands of God?
Right, right.
So now, we are intimidated because we are not sure of who is sending us. Mm-hmm. In other words, we are losing the grip. I don't want to talk too much, but let me tell you that it is not the capabilities you now possess or whatever will that will give you success. It is what the Lord can do for you. So our hesitation often stems from wanting to walk by sight and not by faith.
Walking by sight instead of faith. Wow, that's an incredible point, Pastor, because even what you're talking about, the song that you're paraphrasing there, I think many of us move in that same way, that there are certain things that we think we are capable of doing on our own, and then when it gets too tough, that's when we can call on God. Certain illnesses, I guess, kind of the way that we view illness. If I've just got a little bit of a cold or whatever, I'll bring out the garlic and the ginger. Or if I've got some kind of cough medicine in my medicine cabinet, if it gets too serious, then maybe I'll see the doctor. Okay, fine. It's time to call the doctor. And then if the doctor fails, then okay, now I can pray about it. But after everything else has failed, instead of God being the first one that we call on. And the example that you gave of Abraham, just thinking about God saying, okay, get up and go. Go where? Just go.
And you know, that actually tries our faith.
Yeah.
Because I am seated here, and you are telling me we are going to be on the program together this whole week.
Yeah.
And this is what we are going to discuss.
Yeah.
In my mind is, what exactly do you want me to say?
Yes.
I don't know. But when I put my trust in God and I'm saying, let it come. Remember, God has already promised us that he has moved ahead of us. We have no reason to worry, even in the courts of law, on what to respond, because his spirit is going to be upon us. So you open up. Let's go. And whatever is going to happen there, it is God's baby to take care, not of mine.
It's his business. Wow. Now, how can scripture then help us when we're not sure about the next step, when we're not sure where we're supposed to go?
Psalm number 119, verse 105, tells you and me that God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light in our path. Now, here is one thing I want to tell us, that this scripture is not telling us that the word of God is a floodlight for the whole road. It is just enough light for the next step. So if you are unsure about the next step, walk in the word of Lord, of the Lord. That is going to be a lamp to show you the next step. But also Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21. It tells us that we will hear a voice behind saying, this is the way, walk in it. So while you are not sure, recognize the voice of God. You know, my director was telling us something, I think it was yesterday, he was saying, sometimes we are not sensitive to the voice of God. But he gave an example of the woman at the well. She is discussing with this stranger. And the moment the stranger begins to say, if you knew who you were talking with now, you'd be the one asking for the water that he can give you. And at that particular moment now, she changes the focus. She realizes, I am not dealing with the ordinary. I am dealing with the extraordinary. So now, if you are sensitive to hear the word of God, it is possible you will walk in the way that he has given us. I also bring in Romans chapter 15, verse 4. It says, and I am reading this one, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through scripture, might have hope. And so it is only scripture that is going to give us a full bouquet.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that Bible study and prayer are how we hear God. That's how we get God directed.
Yeah.
Because the Bible is God's voice speaking to us just as surely as if we could hear it with our ears. So at the end of the day, you and me can only do much by listening to what God is saying, and then we will know that this is the direction we are going to take, and we'll be sure of our next step.
That's so important, Pastor, because a lot of us neglect that. We neglect the reading of the Bible. and studying the Bible, not just reading, studying the Bible. And I've often heard people talking about how, you know, I wish God could speak to me. I wish he could just approach me the way he did Saul before he changed his name to Paul. Like, just come to me. I want to hear the voice. I want that dramatic experience, with that moment with God. And what you're saying is that moment is right there. It's in the Bible. That is God speaking to you. And we are literally ignoring, saying, no, don't want to talk like this. Come talk to me here.
We are waiting for a voice that is distant. When you have it within your hands, you have it in your library. Get it and read it and hear what he is saying.
Yes.
You don't even have to say, Lord, one more word to me. No, he is already speaking.
Wow. Wow, wow, that's powerful. That's a rebuke to all of us who are not studying the Bible, who are still waiting for some dramatic moment to be able to hear God's voice. Can you share some modern examples, maybe, of people showing courage in the face of uncertainty?
Let me start with myself.
Okay. Okay.
You know, choosing a full-time ministry over a high-paying career is one thing that even my relatives cannot understand why I moved in this direction.
Mm.
Like you are saying, I'm calling it quits here. Mm-hmm. I don't belong here.
Mm-hmm.
You are going into something that you have no idea where it is taken to. To start with, just to enroll in the seminary requires a lot of money.
Mm.
And somebody is saying, you are quitting your job.
Mm.
For what? How about the people that are looking up to you? Remember, all your siblings are looking up to you.
Sure.
What is this that you are doing? But I will tell you that picking on that full-time ministry over a high-paying career was something that was showing courage in my own case.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many others that have the same testimony. Here is people that we are Adventists, Mongi.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that there are a number of people, very few though, who would refuse to work on the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. Not knowing how they will support their families, but they'll say, if it is the Sabbath, I am not going to work. If you mean me losing employment, I'm going to lose. There is one elder from my hometown in Livingston who was working as a blanket maker at a factory that makes blankets.
Right.
He had to himself only a bicycle, one bicycle. And when they started forcing him to work on the Sabbath, he said, I'm not doing this. Then eventually they told him, you are not going to continue working here. Go and work for your Sabbath.
Mm.
And he came out of that employment with nothing.
Wow.
He enrolled in a school that was teaching tailoring, and he started doing tailoring. Can I tell you today, because of his trust and courage in God, today he is running successive businesses in Livingston.
Mm-hmm.
Not only one shop, not only two shops. He is, to his name, having three big shops that are supplying serious groceries within the town of Livingston.
Wow.
And
wow.
To me, that is the courage that this elder has shown me over time. Mm. Majority of the young people now in Livingston are running to him when they need help. It wasn't common when he was working for that company.
Yeah.
But when he left, God took him through uncharted waters. Today, he is living in his full testimony. But also, there are majority of people that actually right now we have a team of missionaries that are visiting Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know about Zambia, but I was interviewing them yesterday in the afternoon, and they are telling me, even the languages that people speak in these rural areas, well, we don't even understand, but we have come here because we know that people need this particular gospel that we are bringing. So we've left Canada, we've left the United States of America just to come and be relevant to the communities in Zambia.
Mm.
So I will tell you that like Abraham, today's believers still move into unknown lands. They move into unknown lands emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
They move into unknown lands professionally. They move to unknown lands spiritually. All they are doing is to trust that God has called them, and he has called them to do his work over their comfort. Mm. So the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20, is still calling many of us to unknown fields. And when we give ourselves wholly to God and in our work follow his directions, he makes himself responsible for its success. And so I know that when we would have allowed God to take lead, then we are going to succeed in this.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And some of the examples that you're giving, see, the thing that we do is we take those examples and we expect God to follow the exact same template. And so to get my courage, I remember that the elder that you're talking about who, left his job because he wouldn't work on the Sabbath. And now this is the story. This is how it has turned out. And I expect that that's how God is going to do it for me. And when I find that, oh, actually, I'm going 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, still unemployed. And I'm still like, how? God, but I thought this was how it was supposed to happen. But then that's defeating the purpose, because moving into the unknown means I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know if he's going to help me open a chain of groceries.
There's something on your profile picture which says, be still.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you something. Mm-hmm. When God called Moses to be on the mountain, do you know that God did not talk to Moses even after calling him on the mountain? He only spoke to Moses after 6 days.
Yeah.
So it is possible that God is going to call you and keep you here in the waiting.
Yeah.
While you are waiting, you get frustrated. But are you able to trust God that he will come someday and speak to me? So you are going to move in the unknown and wait for God to show you the direction. It is not a guarantee that it is going to happen there and then. But wait on him. And that's why I love your profile picture. Mm. Be still. Mm. God knows what he is doing.
Sure. This faith walk is not for the faint-hearted. Someone sent a message here when we're speaking about the importance of reading the Bible and actually hearing what God says to us. This message says, someone once asked, which is more important, between studying the word and praying? But a certain man answered, what is more important, between breathing in and breathing out? For one to breathe in, they must have breathed out. And for one to breathe out, then they must have breathed in. I think that's a beautiful point that prayer and Bible study have to go together. Some of us are very good at praying. Yeah, some of us are good at praying. We're good at talking, but we don't really listen.
Unfortunately, but then you wouldn't, Bongi, I'm a singer.
Mm-hmm.
I sing in a choir.
Mm-hmm.
And the choir I sing in, I've always taught them, you can't sing for God if you can't pray to God.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way you are going to sing and you don't pray. And there is no way you are going to sing the word of God that you don't read.
Yes.
It will not make sense to you. Paul and Silas prayed. Paul and Silas sang. Paul and Silas, while in prison, read the word of God. And miracles happened. So you will not just wake up and say, for me, it's just praying.
Mm.
That's the reason why I actually don't subscribe to this notion of prayer warriors. There are no prayer warriors. Even people that pray small prayers are praying. Jabez is one example in 1 Chronicles chapter 4.
Yep.
He will tell you he didn't pray much. But because he trusted in the providence of God,
mm-hmm.
what happened? Today we are talking about Jabez from pain to somebody that is more honored.
Amen.
Because he knew it is not in the abundance of the words. It is in the faith that is louder than my words.
Amen. Amen. That's powerful. All right, Pastor. Now let's think about reflecting on God's faithfulness, the times he has come through for us in the past. How does that help us to move into new unknown territory?
You know, David, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, and I think it's verse 37, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the lion and from the bear will deliver me from this Philistine.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at what God has done faithfully in the past, then you know, unless we forget how he led us in the past, we have nothing to fear for the future.
Amen.
Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21 to 23, it says, "This I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. Great is your faithfulness." But also Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So why should you worry about the future? Why should you worry about the unknown when God himself is already in the future where you are headed to? So when you look at what he has done in the past, it is possible that you know the future is set. Now, there is something that I want us to always remember. When we are on this particular aspect, Bonnie, that if you came today, just write all the answered prayers or the spiritual milestones that you have taken in the past and see what God has done, then it will help you anchor our present in God's proven faithfulness, because it is just but a template. What he has done in the past, he will do in the future. He is doing in the present. He will do in the future. So we have nothing to fear for the future, except we shall forget how he has led us in the past.
Amen. Amen. Powerful. Yeah. And as we're coming to the end of our conversation, Pastor, what an unknown area of your life might God be asking you to step into right now? If we do some introspection, or maybe thinking about anybody else's experience, perhaps ways that God might be speaking to us today and expecting us to move forward into the unknown.
Yeah. So, this one is a huge ask if you asked me, Bong.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, because it's more at a personal level. But look, I am called by God. But do I know that I am called also by God to forgive someone who offended me? Am I realizing that God is calling me to move into a new responsibility in what I am doing? It could be in ministry. You are in ministry right now. There are other people that are in their places of work, but also they are called to carry a ministry role in what they are doing. God is also calling us to make changes to align with our faith. I gave an example of the elder that now decided to leave this job in order for him to align with his faith. And also, just speaking, when it is easier to stay silent. It is very easy. Sometimes you just wake up and say, today I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
Even when souls are perishing, but speak. There is no need for you to be silent. But it is also important to surrender an area of sin or secrets to God. You will not go in the unknown if you're holding on to this. But also, hold on to scripture. Onto scripture. Joshua chapter 1 verse 7 says, "Be strong and of good courage, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So here is what I want to say: fear not, because God is with us. God will uphold us with his righteous right hand. So courage to step into the unknown doesn't begin with answers. It begins with trust. You will not begin to find an answer for you to go like Abraham. You will go because you trust God. So it doesn't even come anywhere near beginning with an already provided response.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to encourage everyone of us that we may not know the where. We may not know the how. We may not even know the when, but we know the who. And that's enough.
Amen.
By faith, Abraham obeyed, not knowing where he was going, but he knew who was taking him there. So the who is important than the where. It is important than the how. It is important than the when.
Amen. Amen. Powerful. Thank you so much, Pastor, for coming through. What an incredible conversation this has been. I look forward to chatting again tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, God bless you.
Amen. May he bless you too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.